As you have noticed correctly, in the Orthodox Jewish community, divorces are not as common as in the secular world. They are much, much more seldom, but they do exist. And as a matter of fact, it's one of the mitzvahs of the Torah that when two people get divorced, writing a get, which is a divorce document, is a mitzvah. So, believe it or not, there are righteous people, tzaddikim, righteous people in the world that have not fulfilled all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Why? Because one of the mitzvahs is that if you get divorced, you write a get. But they were married to their same wife their whole life, or their same husband their whole life, and they're very happy. So, just like there's a mitzvah to circumcise your son, but what if you have only daughters? So, not everybody gets to fulfill all the mitzvahs, and that's fine. But there is a mitzvah that if you're getting divorced, to write a get. So this is the procedure of divorce. Number one, the divorces in the Jewish community are very rare, much more seldom than in the non-Jewish world or in the Jewish secular world, because of two reasons. Number one, because of the family values that the community has and children are raised with. Number two, that if two people are unhappy with each other, in the secular world, the tendency is now to look for happiness elsewhere, to get divorced, get it over with, and try to find somebody else. And in the Torah observant community, there's much more effort put into keeping the family together. And in the Jewish observant community, people go much greater lengths to keep marriage together. But if people are unhappy, they, according to the Torah, they should try to reconcile their differences and get. But if they cannot get along, if they feel like they need to end their marriage, then there is a specific procedure the Torah prescribes for divorce. And this is what the laws of divorce are. Number one, some people think that the Jewish document of divorce called get is required only if somebody was married with a chuppah, according to Jewish law, to begin with. And if people were not originally married, according to Jewish law, under chuppah, there is a misconception that you don't need a get. It is incorrect. Even if people were not married under chuppah, they still need a get if they get divorced. That's number one. Number two, divorce document, get, is the document that severs all ties between a husband and a wife. They become independent of each other. And this document is written by a scribe on behalf of the husband, and then it has to be given to the wife. And number one, husband has to write it, or on his behalf, somebody has to write it. Number two, the woman has to accept it. And the divorce is dependent on these two factors, which means that if one of the people is not willing to get divorced, it is a problem for the other one. By the way, in non-Jewish world, in general Western world today, there is a lot of emphasis on protecting women's rights and making sure that women are not abused, which is a great thing. And together with that, many times people speak about a woman who cannot get remarried. The secular media has been highlighting a lot of incidents when a woman wants to get divorced and she wants to get remarried. They may be already separated with her husband already a long time ago, but the husband is refusing to give her a get and she is stuck. In the Hebrew, this is a term aguna. And in the secular world, these incidents have been highlighted as kind of an example of some sort of injustice or mistreatment of women. What they are not telling you is that the same exact situation works the other way around. And if a woman is refusing to get a get, if a woman is not willing to accept the document, the divorce document, then the husband is stuck as well. And even though, if you read non-Jewish literature about Jews or secular literature about Orthodox Jews, you'll read only about Jewish women who are stuck because their husbands don't want to give them get. The reality is, I heard it personally from the most preeminent rabbi who is conducting divorce procedures here in Baltimore, Rabbi Ben Uwitz. He is the specialist in the field. He told me that for every one woman who is stuck because her husband is not willing to give her a get, there's about 10 men who are stuck because their women, their wives, are not willing to accept their gets. So this social media hype is a little bit skewed, to say the least. But having said that, it is because in the Jewish law, divorce is possible only when both parties want to get divorced.